In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo. And they're under with the razor nose. And poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three. Men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about booze and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remask you leave?
If you see a penny, pick it up, and all day long you'll have good luck. And the people looking at you will think, that's a cheap bastard.
Nestled deep inside the Rocky Mountains.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Remasculate.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever the hell it is that you listen to this. We shout out Mud Babies, Pod People, and inhabitants of the planet Earth.
Do we need to write that down? It seems like you're forgetting it each day.
No, just when I do this with different openings, like we stuck the new Hawaiian theme song there in the opening.
I love that song.
Thank you. I do too.
Who wrote that?
That was Dave Britt.
Thank you, Dave.
B-R-I-T-T. I love that. So
that rocks.
Yeah. Come with me and mask you.
Let's leave it to Dave.
Oh, wow. And how are you today?
I'm good.
I get you for 2 days in a row. This isn't
two
just
days.
Your typical record your news at night and I'll put it in the podcast tomorrow.
Right.
So I get you today again before you head off to do your day job.
Yay. Pay the bills. Got to pay the bills.
Yeah, because this sure isn't paying the bills. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say that.
Okay, alrighty then. I see how this is going to work today. What are you thumbing over there on your iPad? What have you been?
Oh, I'm all excited about Big Brother.
Yeah, what's going on?
7 days, a week from today, Big Brother.
Big Brother 14?
Yes.
No cast announced, right?
This is no, actually this morning, since today is Thursday, at 9 a.m. Pacific time, they were supposed to introduce the cast. I have not had the opportunity to check it out because I do have a day job. Right. But
have you seen any like spoilers or anything? Or they give it?
They keep talking about a mentor. Like there's going to be Big Brother mentors, which kind of hint at previous house guests being the mentors.
That comes. That brings back the two that you love, possibly.
No. Jeff and Jordan have their own like web series. I think that's what it is.
And then there's the other one that you liked, the Criers that we saw on HGTV.
Oh, Rachel.
Rachel. And her.
How do you forget Rachel?
How do you forget Rachel?
And Brendan.
She's a psycho.
They're called Brachel.
Brachel?
Yes.
Yeah, we saw them on HGTV.
But she's supposedly out of the country right now on a beach somewhere. So people are saying because of that, she is probably not one of the mentors. But Janelle, which is before you started watching, you'll love her. She's blonde and boobalicious.
Who's Janelle? Oh, she's got big boobs?
I recall them being bigger than mine. As we laugh. Anyway, there have been talks about her being... But we'll see. I don't like all these speculations. I'm just excited to watch and see what happens.
All right. Well, I you got me hooked last year on it.
And then
you got me where I was watching a pirated version of the UK Big Brother, which I've missed this year, but for whatever reason,
so busy.
I'm busy with this, and I record the podcast during the day, and I actually think it happens about the same time that this is going on, so I'm missing it. So, anyway, did you have a good 4th?
I did. I spent it with you.
Of course.
Every day with you is fabulous.
Oh, God.
I'm not lying.
Oh, people just gagged and threw up wherever they are right now.
Go get some paper towels. Clean it up.
Speaking of which, we are running through paper towels. We are some paper towel using mofos. What do we do?
We use them for everything.
Everything.
And the dogs go tee-tee on the carpet and we
have to look at that, sharing everything she knows.
Oh, there you go.
Might need to get a little zero res to come over here.
Yeah.
Clean up after your...
That's on the to-do list. Clean up after your dogs.
Right.
My cat doesn't do anything on carpet.
Right. Your cat isn't allowed out of the basement. Isn't that right, co-host Pooh Bear? But I just noticed every time I turn around, I need to go get paper towels on for the rack. The rack
is empty. A messy person. I'm very accident prone. I will tell you, I am a klutz.
Okay, that's all you're doing with it. You're not using it for, like, other tissues, are you?
No.
Because
that'd
be a little rough on your tushy.
No, we actually go through toilet paper, too, so put that on the list.
Yeah, because I figured that I'm not going to bring up the toilet paper, because that just disappears off the roll. I think either the dogs are eating it or...
Yep,
or
the dogs are eating it.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
You wipe everything with it. Just
you are here by yourself all day long, and the toilet papers and the paper towels are disappearing. And me, who works all day long, you're blaming me for this?
Right, because I go upstairs out of my studio basement, and I go up there, and there's like no toilet paper in any room of the house. Because you go in there, and thank God you check before you know.
You're just telling everyone everything you know now.
You're a chick. You're supposed to be raised where you're like, I need to put some toilet paper back on the holder.
Uh-huh.
You are looking at your iPad again. What are you looking at?
I'm looking. It looks like they're introducing people from Big Brother 14 in pictures.
Oh.
This is Ashley. She's blonde, and she's a mobile spray tanner.
Oh.
That's going to be the smart one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We should not talk about it until we actually know what we're talking about, right?
People right now are listening to this and go, I've got no clue what they're
talking
about.
Who is Big Brother?
Yeah. Because I have a feeling a lot of people that listen to this podcast are a lot like me and probably are like, I don't know.
I'm not a reality show person. You know this.
Oh,
I'm not like making you watch The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
I know, because those shows are crap. Those are crap shows.
That's Frank. He's unemployed.
Frank? It's what it says under his name.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's...
I've always wondered how you, as a Big Brother house person, how do you pay your bills?
How do you get time off? Well, I'm sure they get there some kind of per diem. And if you get time off, like this, when I was at the radio station, this would have been perfect for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
I go do that. They follow it. They get the publicity. So maybe there's some stuff in there that they work out that they get used somehow, some way in the publicity. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
I wanted to try out back when I was single because I had nothing
else
to do
in life. You wanted to stay in a house with a bunch of buff boys. Maybe Magic Mike would want to come over and do an alliance. I see who the partnership is.
See where your mind goes. No, I wanted to win $500,000, and since I didn't have any ties, but that's what I worried about. How would my bills get paid? Mm. How would my cat get fed?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, next.
Hey, but I do. Oh, I know what I want to say. You did go see Magic Mike.
I did. It was a girls' afternoon. Me and my friend Ashley, we went and saw Magic Mike. You were in Dallas, and I'm glad I went with a girl.
Really? There was that much meat swinging?
I don't know that there was meat swinging, but these were very buff guys. And it's just like you seeing a very beautiful woman. I know you guys do it all the time. You check out chicks, and we catch you, and it becomes a big joke.
Uh-huh.
But how often have you caught me checking out another guy?
Constantly. Every time we're at the mall, constantly. I look over, and you're like, turn your head.
You are full of tortilla chips.
No, I've caught you several times. Your head spin around like on a swivel, just like. I'm like
He's lying.
I'm over here.
He is lying.
You know,
because it
really hurts when you do that.
I have noticed that when I'm with you and we're out, I don't really see cute guys. I don't notice. But this is like...
Well, it's hard to top this. It really is hard to top. You know, when you've had the best, you've got filet mignon right here. Why would you want to look at a McDonald's burger?
I'm happy, and there's no reason to be checking out other guys.
Exactly.
So anyway, my point is these are very buff guys, and they're dancing all over the screen. Like, mm-hmm. These guys got moves. And I'm like, wow. And if I were with you, I would be like, wow, oh crap.
You would? I would have made you uncomfortable watching the movie.
Does that make any sense?
Not really. But do I want to go see the movie?
I don't know.
Because it got good reviews from actual reviewers.
Like
the story is good.
It's kind of a dark story.
What's your actual review? Now it's time for Miss Thing at the movies.
I want to say 5 out of 5 hot pink stars. It was a dark story. Working in the bar type environment, that nightlife, I get it. And I get the story, but it just that was the story in the movie. Dancing was amazing. The actors were great. Matthew McConaughey, you know I love him. He did great. Channing Tatum, I now have an appreciation for.
He overcame his monkey face?
I didn't notice his face.
No wonder you didn't want me there at the movie.
He's got some moves. Like, I know it's roughly based on his life, right?
Right, right. He was and a stripper before.
He's a great dancer. And you could tell in the movie, you're just like, what the?
So he dances better than Jonah Hill does?
Sure. I haven't seen Jonah Hill dance. Do those white boys dance?
No, it's just that he Channing? Channing? Every time
Tatum.
You say Channing. Yes, that guy. He was in that 21 Jump Street with Jonah Hill. So that's what I was thinking. But we never saw that, so I don't know if there was any moves in that.
I thought you were talking about the Jonas Brothers.
See what I put up with, people? See right there?
You got to move slowly.
She can't keep up with me. My brain moves at the speed of light.
You guys don't understand. His brain is like, brip, 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 and I'm like, what are you thinking? Nothing. That's because it's already gone.
Already gone. It's true. I will think of something, and you'd be like, what do you think about? Well, nothing right this second. I don't know. What are you?
As a chick, that's in our vocabulary. What are you thinking?
Well, you've heard some of these podcasts where I've actually to myself went, how, Mudflap, did you get from this to that? Where did you? I don't know. I really don't.
And those moments crack me up, and I'm sure it cracks everybody else up.
So your review for Magic Mike is 5 out of 5.
Five pink stars. We should go together.
Okay.
Because I know what to expect now. But the first time, I'm glad I went with my girlfriend. The movie theater was packed with females.
Is that why they call him Magic Mike? Because he's like hung like...
I think that was his stage name, Magic Mike. Because he referred to himself in the movie.
Not because of his big giant.
I didn't see his... So I don't know if it's big and giant.
But you said there was like a lot of pee-pee shown.
No, there wasn't. There were like just as many penises shown as there were boobs.
Did you say penis?
That is a
You said penis.
That's a medical term.
You said penis.
It's a medical term. Yep. And
you're really
There were a lot of boobs too.
Was there boobs? I guess I could see it.
But when I went to go get my ticket. Can I tell this story?
Sure.
Okay. So it was Sunday. We met at noon at a movie theater that has a bar because we wanted to have a cocktail and
get drunk and watch the meat swing.
I get drunk. Why is it always got to go there? That's why you don't drink anymore. But we wanted to just have girl time and then go see the movie. So we met at 12. The movie was at 1:30. So when we got there, there was nobody there. And I go up to buy my ticket, and he's like, you picked a great time to get your ticket, the guy at the counter.
Right.
And I was like, oh, what do you mean? Has it been pretty crazy this weekend? Because this was last weekend, the opening weekend. He's like, oh, you wouldn't believe. He said that Saturday night, so of the opening weekend, there was a group of women that showed up. They called themselves the Cougar Crawlers.
Cougar Crawlers.
Yes. They showed up in 3 limousines. There were about 50 of them, and they piled into a movie theater for this movie. And they were just out of hand. There were women wanting to see this movie so bad that even though the theater was packed, they stood to watch the entire movie.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
And whatever bar they went to afterwards, some men got jumped. Sex in a limo after the movie, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that the way it happened with you? And
no. No.
Y'all left the movie and went.
Let's go find some boys. No, she has a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend. We're happy. It was just entertainment for 2 hours. It was long.
It was a 2-hour movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's starting to seem like this podcast. Just going on and.
I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. No,
wow.
I'm just,
bring Miss Thing in and the entertainment value goes down into the toilet.
No, I'm kidding. So we saw Ted. We mentioned that we saw Ted.
Yes.
We liked Ted. I liked it. You weren't that sure. You didn't think it was as funny as you expected.
I heard the hype. Like everyone was tweeting and Facebooking about how they loved the movie. And so I thought it was going to be a lot more entertaining than it was. There were a lot of slow parts where you're like, hmm.
Well, it was a little more
emotional
and serious than like.
And you're like,
like you, I almost cried at the end for that split second that I won't be a spoiler about.
But right.
There was some sad moments.
The kind of end, but not the end. Right.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. And if you've seen it, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah. So
I probably give Ted 4 out of 5 hot pink stars.
Okay.
It's about a talking teddy bear. It's that's cute.
Right. And it was a really gross kind of movie. You couldn't take
take your kids.
Don't take your kids and don't take your mom and don't take your grandma.
No.
Just take somebody that, you know.
His supermarket adventures were hilarious.
Hilarious. All right, I guess I found the line there. What he's doing the other. All right, I guess we'll stop there. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I'm glad we went.
All right.
What are we seeing next?
I don't know. I saw an ad for a movie with... I'm about to burp. Hold on. I saw an ad for... sorry about that.
Sexy.
I saw an ad for Anthony Hopkins, a new movie called 360. It's him and Rachel Weisz and Jude Law.
Ooh.
So it looked pretty good. So that's another one I want to see.
It's on our list. You know, we have a constant list on our refrigerator of the movies that he wants to see. And then you have the romantic comedies that
I
want to
see. So you got your news ready?
I do.
All right. I just made that up. And here's Miss Thing with All Things Considered.
Butterfly wants to participate.
Yeah. Hello. Butterfly is going to join in. Butterfly is the... We have two...
Oops.
Poor dog's head. We have two dogs. Well, we actually have one dog and a toy poodle. This is Butterfly, the toy poodle that must insert his... self and everything.
It's a she, and she just
I can't remember. Why can I not remember?
The cat's a girl.
Cat's a girl.
Poodle's a girl.
Poodle's
Moon
a girl.
Moonpie is a boy. But you are
like
a boy.
Girl. But Moonpie acts like a girl.
So why don't you just call everything she?
I do. Or he. Or
no, you call everything
he. I want
them
to be boys, I guess, but I keep saying, I don't know. Just
God blessed you with a son.
All right, do the news.
Yes, sir. All right. I love love. Robert and Matilda Grant of Savannah, Georgia, celebrated their 61st wedding anniversary last Thursday with a surprise party thrown for them by the staff at a local McDonald's.
Aww.
The Grants have eaten at the same local McDonald's every day for the past 8 years.
And they weigh 435 pounds.
You know, they didn't say anything about their weight, and I didn't see a picture. That would have been interesting. They come in the same McDonald's 2 or 3 times per day and have become very familiar with the staff. You know, marriages don't last that long anymore, so good for them.
Yeah, it's good. But
yeah.
3 or 4 times a day?
Yeah. I used to go visit my grandmother several times a year, and one of our trips during my visit would be to McDonald's with her and her friends.
Uh-huh.
But that was like once a week. No one ever remembered us.
This was like an old people trip to the...
Yeah,
they all
it was my grandmother and her old people friends.
And just,
we would
let's
all
go to McDonald's.
McDonald's.
It was splurge.
I was excited. I don't know why. Okay. While Alan Jackson was in Colorado last week, he did a very good deed for the state that is being affected by wildfires. The singer who played at Red Rocks, you knew that. He released a group of front row tickets to his show at Red Rocks, selling the seats for a premium and raising thousands of dollars for the Denver Foundation. And the Denver Foundation is the state's oldest community foundation. And while he was on stage, he said, "It's just the saddest thing. I'm just heartbroken over all these fires out here." And all the proceeds went to benefit the Colorado Wildfire Relief Fund, which was created by Colorado's governor. And if you guys want to join Alan in making a difference, you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit the American Red Cross website.
Very nice. Way to go, Alan. We appreciate it. It's okay to be little bitty.
I love that song.
It's all right to be little bitty. Big old house, and some big old...
What?
What? Go ahead. What's the other story?
Yeah, am I boring you with
no,
this?
No, no.
All right. 59 fans were charged with underage drinking at a Rascal Flatts concert in Darien Lake, New York on June 30th.
Ooh, those rebels.
I know.
Ooh,
they're like,
Rascal
when you think
Flatts.
Of Rascal Flatts, you don't think of the party crowd,
no,
do you?
No, you pretty much think of the church group loading the bus and going to see Rascal Flatts. Because, you know, they're hellraisers, those three boys. Every one of their songs is just like...
Party. Let's rock out. And ironically, when the Flatts boys were in town last year, one of their fans was arrested for slashing another concert attendee in the face.
Wow.
So what does Rascal Flatts do to Darien Lake, New York?
Who even knew they had country in New York?
I don't know. It's another reason why New York and its residents scare the heck out of me.
Rascal Flatts, New York City. Well, it's not New York City. See, this is what people... I just dawned on me when I said that. People always think of... You say New York, you assume New York City. New York State...
And I didn't
very,
say New York City. I said New
right,
York.
Right, and I just in my head, because no, New York State is a very big state and a lot of rural, so.
And the next country show to come through Darien Lake is going to be Toby Keith with Brantley Gilbert. I can't imagine the chaos that could take place.
No.
That's a party crowd.
If there's stabbings and drinkings at Rascal Flatts, there's going to be like witchcraft and burial at Toby Keith.
Well, yeah, with some red solo cups.
Mm-hmm.
Renting a home is a great way to earn some money, right?
Right.
But I guess...
Renting it out to somebody while you live there?
Yeah. No, not while you live there. Renting a home that you own
uh-huh.
to other people.
Right.
It's a good way to make money.
Extra income.
But I think it's a good idea if you actually own the home that you're renting out.
Oh, no.
A Florida homeless man collected $1,375 in deposits on a house that obviously wasn't his. His name is Eric Sisson. He was arrested after renting a vacant home to two separate people. One became suspicious and asked for a refund while the other moved in. The home's real owner had no idea what was going on.
So how long did this go on? Or did he only do it the one time?
Well, he just got the deposits, and so I don't think it lasted very long.
Did he do deposits? It was like several people?
It said two.
Two. I would have done more. I mean, if I want to be a criminal, I'm going to be an international mastermind criminal. I'd just have be like all day long. I would just sign people up. Just sign.
And you would get caught, and that would be bad.
Yeah. Does he look like a criminal? Is there a picture of him?
Yeah. Yeah. He had the rough look to him.
So he was trying to like rent out a meth house.
How do you like?
Yes,
meet
let me write.
And you're like, yes, I want to rent a home from you.
Right,
obviously,
let me write you a check for $1,000. You obviously look like a realtor on crack.
Right, I can't imagine. But they caught him. Everything's good. But what about the neighbors? That neighbors should kind of know.
Watch out for each other.
Yeah,
like a
neighborhood
watch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we have a neighborhood watch here. I know we've got a couple neighbors that are like
watching us.
Yeah, I think that.
Hi.
Is it weird?
It's a little weird
that they watch us. I don't know if they watch the whole neighborhood or they just watch us because they know me.
Oh, what about that incident when we came home?
And there was a gift on the porch to Mudflap.
Right, from your neighbor.
In quotes, just neighbor.
Wait. Why didn't you sign your name and we'll bring you cupcakes to say thank you?
Yeah. Because
it was a mud flap.
Right. It was a mud flap for a mud flap. That's what this was.
Yes.
It's kind of weird, but
it was
cool.
It was kind of cool, but who are you? We'll bring you cupcakes.
Yeah. How can I thank you, lone gift giver?
Yeah. All right. Next up, I think we have all had that freak out moment when our cell phone is about to die. I know you and I have.
I freak out big time.
He does.
It's funny you said that because that last weekend when I was in Dallas with some people, everybody was freaking out. I mean, it wasn't just, you know.
Everybody like, has the cell phone freak out?
Yeah. There's like, oh, I'm down to 20%. Is there a place I can plug in? Oh, I'm down to 10%. I'm just going to go ahead and turn it off. Well, good goodness, you turn off your phone to save your battery.
And then you turn it on, your battery flies out the window because of all the updates it has to load.
Right. And so then we got to talking about how long do you think it's going to be before houses are just wired with USB ports?
That makes sense.
You know, like you a plug in the wall, it would just have that USB. Doesn't that make sense that you would just put those all over the place?
We should do that. $1 million idea.
I think it's a great idea. Just start making a box with an electrical plug and one
USB
and right in it.
Yeah.
Because everything is USB now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that is $1 million idea. And if anybody steals it, I've thought about it. I said it on.
We have it on record.
I have it on record right now on July 5th, 19.
It's 2012.
2012. What year am I living in? What's it? Can you kids today get off of my lawn?
Well, a couple of University of South Carolina folks have stitched together a way to fix our stress out. They have made it so that a t-shirt can work as a charger. What they did is they soaked a dime store t-shirt in fluoride and baked it in an oxygen-deprived oven.
Uh-huh.
And this converted the t-shirt into a capacitor.
Capacitor.
Yay!
Yeah.
And that's the basic building block of electrical items.
So how does the t-shirt work? Do they rub stuff on it or just...
Like it's... I don't know. It did. That's all the detail it gave. So what does a capacitor do?
It stores energy.
There you go. So I say you find a... Put an outlet in the t-shirt. And plug it into your phone.
Uh-huh. It might be maybe one of those pads. You've seen the pads at Target where you just lay your phone on it and it sucks the energy through it.
Yeah, so it'd be like that.
Could be maybe. Something like that. Oh.
That would be awesome. Your t-shirt collection would probably triple.
It would.
And we have no room for that.
What show were we watching last night that somebody else was like, House Hunters.
And the weirdo guy.
Yeah, the millionaire guy. His wife goes, and you would have room for your hundreds of t-shirts. And you're like... You turned to me and go, he's just like you.
Yeah, but he was weird.
Yeah.
He had a lot of quirks, they kept calling him.
Do I have too many t-shirts? Because I love t-shirts.
No, I don't think you do. I think maybe we need a place to store them that might be larger.
Where I could actually see what to wear.
Mm-hmm.
I like the t-shirts that have funky stuff
on it. He has more clothes than I do.
But I'm not gay. Why did you?
Because you do.
He's got more clothes than I do.
I have to rotate my clothes with the seasons because all of the closets are packed with your clothes.
Oh. Well, you never know when you're going to need.
But he has clothes from other, like, events and
yeah, they're clothes
eras.
Eras?
Not that, yeah. So that, like, we have a hippie party coming up, and I bet you don't even have to go shopping for an outfit.
I bet I don't. Do. When the band played a while back, we had to do that an 80s theme.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the pictures. It was very 80s. Everything was from this house. I still had the leopard print spandex pants.
He looked good.
I had the chaps. I had the headbands. All that I still had from the 80s. I'm not a hoarder.
I'm not knocking you. He's not a hoarder.
I'm
just
a collector.
Keeps clothes. Anyway, what were you saying?
I don't remember. You lost track when you hurt my feelings
your feelings.
Telling me that I have too many clothes and you don't have enough closet space.
You know who
That's
I've been
fine.
Wondering about lately?
Huh?
Clint Black. He was on The Celebrity Apprentice,
uh-huh.
which we don't watch because we don't watch a lot of reality TV. But he hasn't released much music lately. And I would love that because his song Killing Time was one of my first like country loves.
Yeah, I thought he was going to make a comeback after The Celebrity Apprentice because it was so big. And didn't he do a song during the show? You don't know because you don't watch the show, but I think he did a song back then.
But it appears that he's returning to the small screen.
Yeah?
He's going to be in Lifetime's reality series Coming Home, which documents servicemen and women returning to their loved ones in surprise reunions. The episode, which aired, I guess it would have been yesterday, features him helping two children write a song about their Army captain father who returned from Afghanistan to surprise them.
How's that go?
Afghanistan. And then later this month, he's surprised by History Detectives on PBS in an episode which airs on July 24th. And I guess they come into his home to check out a gift that he received from his wife, Lisa Hartman Black. And they're going to check out the history of this gift. And
what is the gift? Does it say in the article?
No. Mm. No.
We have to watch and find out.
But he's also working on his first new album in 7 years.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I love Clint Black. And I have one more news story.
Okay.
And if you think about it, you know, there's hundreds of brothers and sisters of famous people that we've never heard about because they're busy living normal lives,
right.
Like you and me.
We live normal lives. There's nobody more normal than us because if we go and watch TV, we can't even watch a whole show. Well, I can watch a whole show, but somebody falls asleep by 8 o'clock every night.
I did that once.
You've done that like every night for the past years that I've known
hard.
You.
I work hard and I sleep hard.
You work hard and you play hard. And when it comes time for bed, I'm serious about my sleep.
I don't snore, folks. He's a comedian.
Could you roll over? Sorry.
No, that's you.
Janet, could you roll over?
Can I get back to my news?
Janet, you're singing. What? You're singing in your sleep. I'm sorry. What do you want? I want you to do your news story. Okay.
I have an active sleep life. That's what you're saying. So Doug Pitt, the brother of Brad,
uh-huh.
He's been one of these siblings until now. Doug, who is a photojournalist, has made his entrance into the limelight, kind of. He is appearing on an ad of Virgin Mobile Australia, which promises celebrity deals at celebrity brother prices. That's clever, right?
Celebrity deals at celebrity brother prices, which means a little bit cheaper than you would for celebrity prices.
Right. And that's it. That's all I got for today.
That's it?
Let's go on living our normal life, peeps. La, 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 la.
I'm joking, but you kind of know the... You don't know Brad, but you know that family or something from that area?
No, Brad Pitt is from the area where I'm from.
Uh-huh.
I don't know them. I have seen his brother from a distance at a church that I went to.
Oh, because I knew you were telling me a story one time about something about Brad swimming something. And
That was like I waited for 2.5 hours at the premiere for Meet Joe Black in my town where I'm from, or near where I'm from, Springfield, Missouri. And
you met Jack Shit.
Right, but Brad Pitt walked within 5 feet of me.
Ooh, my God, brush with celebrity. And now it's time for another episode of Brush with Celebrity. What happened?
He walked within a few feet of me. I was all by myself.
Brush with celebrity.
I waited for 2.5 hours for that.
And did you actually see...
I saw him.
You saw his face or just saw like, that's Brad Pitt.
5 feet is not far.
No.
We were all screaming. There was a bunch of crazy
people.
Was this
during your...
I was a senior in high school.
Was this still during your Britney Spears?
Yeah, it was, that same thing.
You were a senior in high school?
In 99. What were you doing? Next!
You can't get off of my lawn! I gotta go take some vitamins so I can keep up with this young whippersnapper. I think I pooped on myself. I got so excited. No, I didn't. But thank you for the news. Thank you for the brush with celebrity.
Right. And I want to say a thank you to my friend Chuck, who listens regularly.
Uh-huh.
He called to let me know that he loves when it's a you and I thing. And I just really want to thank him for listening.
Oh, well, thank
you,
Chuck.
He listens every night before he goes to bed.
Thanks. This, not only are we good for the elliptical...
We're good. We can put people to sleep.
That's the kind of show we do. Well, on that note, let's just get out of here and say, God bless America, and listen to some Oak Ridge Boys.
Yay!
Isn't that where you go?
Oom-bop-a, mow, mow. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
it is now.
For
I'm
now,
do
I'll
it
just
now.
Point at you,
okay.
And we'll do it. All right. I bid you adieu.
In the basement of the mud flap house, flapping and poo, and they're underwear, thing raising news, and poo licks herself, and flap contemplates manly things. He thinks about guns and trucks and stooges three, men and boys, and that doesn't sound right. He thinks about boobs and bacon and power tools. Come with me, let your mask you leave. Oh, won't you come with me and remind